If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on Biz Talk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
Y'all ready for this? Good morning to you. Happy weekend. It is 6 minutes after the hour. Back with your friends here, your garden buddies. It is Garden America. I'm Brian Main, along with Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco, for another 2 hours of a lot of fun information, garden talk, of course. And thank you so much for tuning in on Facebook Live. However you're hearing us this morning or watching us, we will try to be on our best behavior. I want to welcome a good friend of mine who is watching us up in Washington, Boomer Taylor, friend of mine from high school and many years afterwards. Boomer, thank you for tuning in, and thank you for your viewership and your listenership here. As I wait for Tiger or John to interject, they're just off in their own little world doing whatever it is they do on their computers. And meantime, am I going to talk for 2 hours straight? I can.
No,
why not? I love
it. I can talk for 2 hours.
Looking at this picture of Tiger on Facebook with a Christmas tree by him, all decorated.
It does look nice, doesn't it?
Thank you. I'm all decorated?
The Christmas tree's all decorated.
Christmas tree. You look good, though, Tiger. You're all decorated.
Yeah,
you just get up in the morning, and you're decorated.
I woke up like this.
John is not, for the first time in many weeks.
Look at you guys both wearing horizontal stripes.
You didn't get the memo?
You've got a lot of confidence to do that, because you know it makes you look heavier. See? And you don't need to. You don't need to worry.
What do you think?
You don't need to worry is what I was going to say.
Adds 10 pounds, right?
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
I think you guys are in good shape. I, on the other hand, am wearing plaid.
Why? Why are you wearing plaid?
I can't wear horizontal stripes.
It's winter. That's why.
It is winter.
It is winter. It's a little cool out there. Hey, we do want to do a shout-out to all the first responders and the people that fought the fires and are still fighting the fires here San Diego.
Absolutely.
An incredible job. The wind's gusting up to 80 miles an hour in some places. They say there's three main factors in fires: humidity, temperature, and winds. We had two out of the three. Temperatures, for the most part, in the 70s, so that was good. But a lot of homes destroyed. Our thoughts go out to those people, thoughts and prayers. Hmm. And, John, you were probably about this close from being evacuated, right?
He was.
I was in a mandatory evacuation area, but I didn't evacuate willingly or unwillingly.
Well, I called John on Thursday, I think, on the way home from work. And, you okay? Yeah, I'm watering my house. We're getting ready in case we need to go. What else are you going to do? I don't know. I'm either going to continue to water my house or decorate the Christmas tree. Whatever.
Or burn.
Meanwhile, I'm thinking, you better get out of there, John.
Yeah.
So anyway, kudos to all the people still fighting the fires and the first responders. Great job. Thank you so much. And our thoughts to those people who lost everything, because in a moment's notice, your life changes just like that.
Yeah, that's true. You're giving me an idea, though, for second hour.
Are you really? Am I really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, if you continue to listen to the show today, the second hour, we're going to be talking to a representative, Stephanie Coker, from Heirloom Roses. And she gave us some gifts to give away as door prizes today.
Now, let's explain what these gifts are, because it's a game that I'm sure most people have played at one time or another.
Yeah, they call it concentration or
memory.
Or memory.
Right.
And all it is 50 Actually, it's 100 different cards.
Turned upside down.
You turn them upside down, and you turn them over. There's matches for 50
right.
of them.
So you,
right?
You, what you do is you turn two over.
Right, and try to match. And whenever you match, you take it off the board.
But if you don't match, you turn them back over again.
Right, and it's the next person's turn.
And then if you do come across a card that you've previously turned over, you have to remember where you turned it over the first time.
Exactly
right. To get the match.
Right.
And then you take those two cards, put them in your pile.
Right. And these are roses. They're pictures of roses.
So you have to match roses.
So you get to match roses. So.
Now, are we just going to do this giveaway in the second hour?
Maybe we'll talk about it after our guest, but, you know, one we have several to give away, and we definitely want to give them away when Stephanie's on the line. But I was thinking that what we might do, since you were talking about the fire.
Right.
And the fire is all through Southern California here, is that maybe if you come up with a rose name that has something to do with fire, that... that maybe we'll give you one.
Okay,
but,
so in other words...
But you can't call in until we say, okay, now go
okay,
ahead and call
Okay, so in other
in.
Words, there are several roses with the name Fire.
Many.
Many, in their name.
Many.
So,
right, and I'll give you an example. For instance, one is called Ring of Fire.
Okay, so we can't use that one because you just gave it
right.
away. But that's an example.
Right.
It reminds me of the Johnny Cash song,
and
Ring
another,
of Fire.
And another one's called Firefighter.
Stop giving them out now.
Well, yeah, but there are
well,
a lot
I've
of them.
I've got two right now.
Okay, so,
just
so,
one, two.
Ring of Fire, Firefighter.
Yeah. Yeah,
so we're looking for roses with the name Fire in them. When
right.
when we do this, not now,
right.
when we do it.
Or something that would be, that you could say, okay, this relates to the subject.
What
for instance,
I have...
I'll give one more.
Okay.
There's a rose from Italy called Hot Point.
Okay, well, that doesn't have fire in it.
Doesn't have fire, but Hot Point, you know, the hot point of a fire.
What if I have fire blight?
Well, Tiger can sell you something to take care of that.
Oh, wow.
You got to make sure you spray all over.
Okay. Just checking.
And just don't go out in the sun right afterwards.
Right.
That's
fire
true,
blight
huh?
is not the name of a rose.
No. But it's a that, it's a malady.
That would be a bad name for a rose.
For a rose, fire blight.
Right. And roses could get fire blight, I imagine. Could they?
Yeah. Sure. Absolutely.
So. Apples are in the rose family, right?
Yes. Yeah. We talked about this. Family
okay.
a few weeks ago.
So anyway, we'll develop that idea a little bit more. Don't call in now, but if you do want to win one, you might want to get your computer and look up for
By the way,
look
should,
up rose
should
names.
Mention, speaking of calling in, you can call us at 855-424-9825. Also, email questions, comments to john@gardenamerica.com or right there on Facebook as you chit-chat with each other and back and forth with various questions and comments. You can also pose your question on Facebook Live. Three ways to do it this morning as we kick things off. And again, our guest coming up after the break, John, who are we going to be speaking with today, John or Tiger?
No, this morning our first guest is actually another John,
John
Burton with Christmas Hills Tree Farm. We're going to be talking Christmas trees, the shortage, what's expected in the future, and, you know, what people really need to know about buying a cut Christmas tree.
You don't just go out there and buy it without knowing a few things, first of all. Especially, well, we're in the middle of, almost getting into the middle of December, so you're probably a little better off buying your tree now than you would if you bought it 1st of December in terms of long-term care.
This is the biggest weekend of the season for Christmas tree sales, right, Tiger?
That's correct. Yeah, exactly. Most people are going to go do it right now.
So we'll be talking with John about that.
Yeah.
Things you need to know about buying a Christmas tree. You don't want it to be dried out, especially now, because it won't last. And I know there's something about pinching the needles, Tiger, in testing a Christmas tree. Is that true?
Yeah, you can test the freshness of it
okay.
by the crisp snap of the needle.
I can hear it in my head, the crisp snap.
And if there's a pile that says last year's trees, 50% off, it's just not even worth it.
Don't do it?
No.
Okay. Well,
not like two-day-old bagels?
No.
And if somebody says this is a new species of tree that comes brown, don't believe that either, right? These are special brown trees.
That would be awesome. I got to work on marketing that.
See? These are brown trees. It's the new rage. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I would imagine you have a quote of the week, don't you?
I do. And you know what's coming up is the winter solstice, right?
Yes. December 22nd.
Which is the shortest day of the year.
Mm-hmm. And then after that, the days begin to become longer.
Yeah. And I found this quote, and I thought it was perfect for that. How did it get so late so soon? It's night before it's afternoon. December is here before it's June. My goodness, how the time has flown. How did it get so late so soon?
That sounds like a poem I would write.
This is from Theodore Geisel.
Oh, that's a Dr. Seuss.
Right, or pronounced correctly, Dr. Zeuss.
Dr. Zeuss. I've heard Geisel as well. I've heard them both. He lived in La Jolla.
Right.
I believe, did his wife recently die? Because I know she was still alive.
I've been to their house. The thing that impressed me the most was when we went up there. Very nice woman, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Is they had a wall fountain that was the imprint of a dinosaur. It was a dinosaur footprint that had been carved out of the rock.
Now, was it a dinosaur character or a Dr. Seuss character?
No, it was a real
dinosaur.
A real fossil.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the footprint right in the wall with the water flowing over it into the little pond below.
That's very impressive.
Yeah, it was. Also, a little statue of the Lorax out in the backyard.
That's very cool. I think, I think when I was in second grade, I read Green Eggs and Ham 200 times that year. I couldn't get enough of it.
I know you told me last week when you reread it that you were surprised at the ending.
Yeah, I really was. In a box with a fox, in a house with a mouse. I love it. I think I finally did, give in and eat Green Eggs and Ham at one time. I just gave in and ate it.
You did?
Yeah. Sam, I am. Okay, it is, about 60 minutes after the hour break coming up. And again, our guest is going to be talking about Christmas trees. This is the busiest weekend in terms of buying Christmas trees. A few things you should know if you're still contemplating, or this might be the weekend to purchase yours. So you do want to stay with us and listen to what our guest has to say about Christmas trees. 855-424-9825. We'll take questions. Also, john@gardenamerica.com. Or post your question on Facebook Live as we continue to watch Facebook Live, John, and see what people are up to. We monitor it.
I think I'm going to do that, too.
All right. Let's head into that break, then, and come right back with our guest. It is Saturday morning. Thank you so much for being right there. This is Garden America. I'm Brian Main, along with John Begnasco, Tiger Palafox. Coming right back. Happy weekend to you as Garden America continues after this.
This is gardening expert Melinda Myers. Keeping the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 10 weeks. The non-burning, non-leaching formula provides a natural, slow, and consistent flow of nutrients. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years, Milorganite. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Do you have a small yard and think you don't have the room for fruit trees? Well, think again. Dave Wilson Nursery wants to show you how to grow great-tasting fruits like peaches, apples, pluots, and much more in small areas, even in patio containers, too. It's called Backyard Orchard Culture. You get step-by-step information via the Fruit Tube videos at DaveWilson.com. That's where you'll find the closest nursery to you that carries Dave Wilson's quality fruit trees. Start the backyard orchard of your dreams at DaveWilson.com.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
And we are back. It is Garden America, right, guys? I want to make sure I've got the
Garden
right
America
show.
Garden America Radio Show.
And it's John, it's Tiger, myself, Brian Main. Thank you for joining us here at Garden America Facebook Live. Questions, comments right there on Facebook or john@gardenamerica.com. And you want to do the quote of the week, John. Our guest is ready. Jennifer,
sure.
Locked and loaded, and
right.
We'll get to her.
And I did want to mention, even though it's Garden America, we want to welcome our friends from Serbia.
We have somebody from Serbia watching?
Yep, watching on Facebook.
Well, hey, welcome Serbia. Thank you so much. We are worldwide, no doubt about it.
That's right. Hey, okay, so the quote of the week. You have to pay attention, Brian, because it makes you think.
Okay, will do.
Okay, people must believe what they can, and those who believe more must not be hard upon those who believe less.
I do understand that. That's a great quote. Who was that, by the way?
It was George MacDonald. Who, by the way, wrote a great book called, it is a book, collection of short stories. He wrote a number of books. But there's a book called The Gifts of the Christ Child and other stories. So if you want to get a copy of that, be a timely season for
Very
it.
Timely for this time of year?
Yeah.
Timely for this time of year.
Yeah.
Okay, our guest is ready to go. Tiger, let's delve into this. And again, if you have any questions for one of us or our guest, right there on Facebook Live or john@gardenamerica.com. Tiger?
So as one of the new topics we mentioned earlier is this concept of native plants, bringing them into the yard, what their benefits are, and just this push to be able to incorporate plants that are at least familiar with your region. We hit this topic a few weeks ago, kind of touched on it, and so we thought we would bring in an expert in this area. And so from Greenscape Gardens, we have Jennifer. Jennifer, is your last name Chambers or Chambers?
Yeah, Chamber. Hello.
Okay, Chamber, good morning. How are you doing?
Good. How are you? Thanks so much for having me today.
Thanks for joining us. So first, before we get started, tell us a little bit about yourself and where it is that you work and what you guys kind of specialize in.
Sure. So I'm with Greenscape Gardens, and we are a garden retail center in St. Louis, Missouri. And we work really closely with a regional organization called Grow Native. And Grow Native was founded probably been about 17 years ago now by the Missouri Department of Agriculture, and then later on taken over by the Missouri Department of Conservation, as a way to help inform consumers about the benefits of native plants. And they also helped build a platform to make to help increase the demand for native plants, and also supporting growers and suppliers of native plants and seed. It's over the past 3 or 4 years or so, it's come under the umbrella of the Missouri Prairie Foundation, which is a nonprofit organization that helps preserve and also restore native prairies. So the mission overall is to just basically get as many native plants into the ground as possible. And that's the mission of Grow Native and our entire network of Grow Native professionals. So our garden center has built quite a large department specifically for native plants. Our native plant, we call it our native plant complex, covers about 5,000 square feet of our garden center. And it is one of the fastest growing departments within our store. So we're seeing really good momentum and support from community partners as far as helping to promote these messages about native plants.
And now, you know, for our new listeners and new gardeners, why is it somebody would want to move towards native, no matter where they're at? Why? Well, give us a few reasons.
I thought you were going to say, why would anyone want to move to Missouri? I don't mean that bad at all. Yeah. I just thought that's what he was going to say, because there's some great places in Missouri.
Let me brag a little bit about Missouri and why we have one of the best, if not the best, native plant program in the country is because of the amazing diversity within this region. We're here at the confluence of the Missouri and the Great Mississippi River. So we've got an amazing number of different types of ecosystems and really great plants that all serve very good functions for us. These are plants, we call them plants with purpose. And so every plant is here for a reason. And so we're looking at ways that we can harness the powers of these plants, whether it's helping to control stormwater through stormwater mitigation type projects, whether it's finding plants that can survive low water usage, that have resilience during drought periods, whether it's finding plants that can sequester carbon. There's an amazing number of different things that these plants can do. And as we continue to study them and see how they can increase the quality of life for humans and increase the well-being for humans, there's just some amazing discoveries taking place on how these plants can really work hard for us.
So there is a reason to move to Missouri. Sea tiger?
Am I mistaken, or is Missouri the show-me state?
Yes.
It is, yeah.
It also has the world-famous Missouri Botanical Gardens.
That's right, that's right. Yes. A lot going on in Missouri.
Yes, so, and along with the Missouri Botanical Garden, there's a Shaw Nature Reserve here just outside of St. Louis that is doing really great boots-on-the-ground research on how these plants can really, should absolutely be in more of our landscapes.
So one of the reasons why we brought you on the show this morning, and we'll probably be going to a commercial break here in just a little bit, but I wanted to touch on it, was the concept that's going around now where we have these native plants that we've loved and enjoyed for all these years, but now people are kind of creating versions of them. And, you know, it's this idea, well, are they really that native still if they're kind of making these varieties? And so where do you kind of stand on that topic right now, and what's your guys' push being part of these native organizations?
Yeah, this is a super-duper hot topic right now within our industry. There's a lot of plant breeders in the world that's how they make their money, is by introducing new cultivars to the marketplace. And that's where the excitement in gardening is what are the new varieties? So, of course, there is definitely sensitivity with this topic amongst the purest native folks within our industry and throughout the country. And it's really important that we do keep listening to what they're telling us about, you know, the importance of being as pure to the plants as possible. However, there's also a huge power in maybe breeding plants to maybe even have more usefulness to us. So maybe we could find ways to increase nectar sources for pollinators by trying to then breed the plants to be able to bloom longer, or maybe increase the pollen count within some of these plants to help aid our pollinators, or maybe increase berries for birds later on. So there's definitely good reason to examine these things, and it's definitely going to be, the industry is going to be drawn that way based on the fact that if we can make these plants even more resilient.
Hey, Jennifer, we hate to cut in. We got to take a break. Jennifer, I'm going to come right back as we approach 30 minutes after the hour here, Garden America, on this Saturday morning. Thank you for joining us. I'm Brian Main, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox. Right back with Jennifer. Stay with us. And
there's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
We were rolling down this road in
Anbar Province.
All of a sudden, there's
a huge explosion.
We knew right away.
It was an IED.
Then we started taking sniper fire
and RPGs from the hills.
Today's service women face the same combat dangers as men.
It's pretty amazing.
We made it out alive.
But at home, women veterans face different challenges. DAV understands this and fights to get women veterans the health, disability, and financial benefits they were promised. Visit DAV.org for free help.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
And we thank you for waiting during the break. Back with us here on Garden America Saturday morning. I'm Brian Main, Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco. At 35 minutes after the hour, 855-424-9825. I know we've had some audio problems, which we are working on right now. So do bear with us as we continue with our conversation with Jennifer. Tiger?
Yeah, as we were going to break, one of the things we were commenting on was Jennifer was saying breeders that are taking these native plants and enhancing them in some way, whether it's like, whether she was saying more flowers, better fruit production, you know, maybe growth tolerance or something like that. And kind of the direction where native societies are going, whether they're embracing these changes that are actually enhancing the landscape to some degree, or the truest that want to stick to
leave it alone,
keep it the same, because that's why it's native, is because it developed here by itself. Jennifer, are you still with us there?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, good. That is
perfect.
Good news.
Yeah. Okay, so go ahead and continue you know, on your guys' thought process as far as these societies, where people should be going or what people need to watch out for or what they can do.
Sure. I think probably our approach to this is generally this. If a native plant, a straight species native plant, will work for a particular application, then that would be the preference, is to let Mother Nature let things evolve. And as things change and climate changes and as different environments change, Mother Nature is very intentional in what she does. So let's stick with that if possible. However, there's going to be times where a native plant, a straight species native plant, might be too large for a location, say someone's small home garden. And so people could then look at other, what we call cultivars, or cultivars of native plants that would fit the description a little better for what people are needing in smaller space gardens. So if we start, you know, look at native species, straight species. If there's something that doesn't work, then look at the nativars. And then as we see what needs there are for gardeners or for, you know, large landscape applications as well, maybe consumers then can start driving breeders towards making better choices on what to breed and how to, you know, create plants that are going to be better for our ecosystems, as opposed to just coming up with a new color of petunia. So we want to get excited about the purpose of the plants, as opposed to just the plants being thought of as something that's aesthetic. And moving forward, our industry, the horticulture industry, is going to move more towards a permaculture type model, where horticulture by definition is basically, you know, the study of ornamental plants. We want to get away from just looking at plants as being ornamental and beautiful. We want to look at them from a very functional standpoint, and that seems like would be a healthy direction for all of it to go.
And, you know, I mean, when it comes to that concept, I think, and John, correct me if you think I'm wrong, but, you know, a lot of people are using the more compact plants, the smaller versions of a lot of these things, and It's because they want to fit them into their yard, and they want to fit them into what they have because they like the plant. They want to incorporate it, but the 12-foot-tall toy on, just because it has red berries, isn't going to work in everyone's backyard. So I've seen this movement to kind of bring plants smaller, workable spaces.
Well, yeah, as we move into urban and suburban areas, we don't have as much land to work with as generations past used to have. So smaller sizes are important. But, you know, I was thinking that for the purists out there who do want the original species, I don't really see that much of a conflict with those who like the new varieties of the nativars, because they're mostly propagated vegetatively.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're going to be propagated vegetatively, they're not going to be breeding and affecting the native populations.
Yeah, that's true. That's something to consider, yeah.
And you still have those native plants anyway,
yeah.
But you're not getting rid of them.
Mm-mm. No,
and
definitely won't be getting rid of them.
That is where the purists, though, will argue, though, that, you know, by vegetatively propagating, that's going to decrease the plant's natural, evolution. You know, if we're cloning them as opposed to other methods, we're not going to see the diversity of the plants evolve naturally. And so that's where, I guess, you know, the purists would say the danger lies if we're all growing the exact same plant, because in a purist standpoint, it's ecotypes is everything. So every region's plant is going to have, they might be the same species of plant, but it's going to vary by the location where it has, you know, where it's been growing forever. And so those local ecotypes do come into play quite often in landscape architects quite often will specify this plant material needs to come from this county or this region or it'll be rejected. So it's basically trying to prevent, say, all of our native grasses to be grown and propagated in Florida, where conditions are really great to grow and propagate grasses. But we want to see diversity. And that's what's really great, though, is the fact that every region should have its own like treasure trove of natives. We can't depend on huge corporations to produce a whole bunch of plants for everybody across the country. We want to have that diversity. So that's where this topic gets pretty interesting in how we can maintain the integrity of local ecotypes.
Hey, so Jennifer, one of the things I wanted to ask you was, when it comes to the natives out there in Missouri, what are some of your favorites now? Now that you've kind of touched on the topic of natives versus native R's and where they're going, what are some plants that you look forward to people incorporating? And then, what are their benefits?
Yeah, so I would say by far our number one selling native plant is milkweed, the entire genus of Asclepias. And that is due 100% to the interest in the monarch migration, the migration of the monarch butterfly. And so that really has helped spur a lot of interest in natives in general, is because of milkweed. I would credit that plant for increasing our native plant sales is up to about 30% for the past 5 years, what we're seeing our increase in native plant sales. And we're going to attribute the majority of that to milkweed. There's also some really great programs, Grow Native here in our region. We have a program called Pollinator Buffet, and it's a selection of native plants that have been chosen specifically for having long-lasting blooms throughout the season. So things that are going to be good for early season foragers, like Senecio obovata, it's our golden groundsel plant. So it's really early blooming for those early pollinators. And then that program takes you through into the summertime with different like slender mountain mints and things like that. And then ends the season with our great late blooming things like some of the smaller goldenrods and asters. So really looking at the timing of when things bloom so that we have a wide range of time for pollinators for foraging. So those are definitely been some of our most popular plants, is definitely things that are beneficial to pollinators.
Awesome. Hey, well, I just want to thank you very much for joining us this morning. Such good info, something to think about, and thanks for those wonderful tips as far as varieties of plants. If people want to get more information, greenscapegardens.com, is that for more information to be able to get in contact you guys?
Yeah, you can, greenscapegardens.com, and also grownative.org is a great website to check out that has a really great database of native plants.
All right, well, you have a good rest of the weekend, and have a Merry Christmas coming up, and enjoy your Saturday.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Jennifer. You know, a lot of great information. She was good. You know, I want to make sure people understand that we're not getting rid of native plants. We're developing another subspecies right alongside it, so those native plants will always be there, correct?
Yeah. And
they're not going away.
Right. Exactly. You know, if it comes down to it, plants I see this in the most in California is ceanothus, California lilac.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it probably had a handful of true native varieties. But nowadays, you see hundreds of varieties, and they all consider them to be native ceanothus, but they're definitely been bred around. And
okay, we've got a couple of questions we want to get to on Facebook Live once we come back from the break. I think a couple of Christmas tree questions, Tiger, we can address.
All right.
Anybody else on Facebook Live want to give a question or comment right there on Facebook Live, or john@gardenamerica.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is hour number one, by the way. I'm Brian Main. John Begnasco, Tiger Palafox, going to step aside.
It's bare root fruit tree season, and you probably have a million questions. Which fruits will grow well here? What are the tastiest fruits? How do I care for them? The answers? They're just a click away with the informative fruit tube videos at davewilson.com. That's Dave Wilson Nursery, the nation's largest grower of fruit trees for the backyard garden. They have planting tips, taste test results, and links to nurseries in your area that carry Dave Wilson fruit trees. Your harvest to better health begins at DaveWilson.com.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or Fertilome.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
You know, sometimes it is better to have headphones on when someone's talking.
Yeah.
And you don't have to hear them. What did you say? Hey, we are back. Thank you so much for being right there watching us on Facebook Live. And on Biz Talk Radio, Garden America, Tiger Palafox, I'm Brian Main. John Begnasco at 855-424-9825. Also, john@gardenamerica.com. And we have Facebook questions, I should say.
Yeah.
First of all, John did say to tell Dana to put the wreath in the bathtub.
Yeah, she was wondering how to revive
give it a good soaking.
Right. Christmas wreath. Right.
Yeah, that John brought us. He was so generous. That is your wreath, John, so thank you. So, Dana, take the wreath, put it in the bathtub, and give it a good soaking. And, yeah. And they should
let it sit in the bathtub for a couple hours. That'll help rejuvenate it.
Yeah.
A couple of hours.
Yeah.
Okay.
Want a deep soak.
Or if you wants to take a long shower, she could put it around her head.
Wear
and take
for
a shower
hours.
With it, but no. That'd be a long shower.
Nothing like a good soak, huh, John?
That's right.
Got to get a good soak going. Hey, Rick had a Christmas tree question, Tiger.
Yeah, he was wondering how long it takes to grow the average tree. And I'll go ahead and say, I'll just make this out there for everyone, is that the average tree is 7 feet tall, and it takes 7 to 8 years to grow that tree.
So they grow about a foot a year?
About a foot, but then it changes, because after that, 8, 9, 10 trees, mm-hmm. Now it's 2 years for a foot. Uh-huh. So at that point in time, a 10-foot tree could have taken somewhere in 12 to 13 years to grow. That's why
Depends on the type of tree.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, but that's why they become exponentially more expensive, is because the first years are always fast, and then after that, it starts to slow down, and it's harder to get those trees later on.
A lot of things people don't take into account when they're buying a Christmas tree.
No.
Why is that so expensive? How come that one's cheaper? What about this one here?
Yeah.
And just because it's taller does not necessarily make it more expensive?
Mm-mm.
Well, yes, it does.
Does it? It does play into
you mean,
it?
Right.
Well, depending upon the variety,
on the variety.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
You know, for instance, a tall... An eight, 9 foot Douglas will run you $80, where an 8, 9 noble will run you $160 or something. You know, I mean, it's.
John, going back in time, what's the cheapest you remember Christmas trees being? $25 for the average?
When I worked at Frank's Nursery in Detroit, and we used to sell
Christmas trees.
Between 10 and 25,000 trees per store.
Wow.
It was. All Christmas trees, $3.99, your choice. From 3 foot to 8 foot.
It didn't matter how high. $399, your choice.
$399, 3 foot to 8 foot.
Wow.
Well,
that's back when cars were $2,000 new.
Yeah, and that's also...
Brett was a quarter.
Yeah,
what kind of trees were those?
Those were all Scotch pines.
All Scotch pines, right. which in that region probably were growing along the side of the freeway. And the Christmas tree program was probably part of like a brush clearing system that they had. Yeah. They just gathered those trees as they cleared out decrepit areas.
They all had tree farms.
Hey, John, we've got a much better view of you on Facebook Live right now. We've got to remember that how we've got that microphone set up now, because you've just made this show a lot better.
Hey, I was looking. I was looking that there was some information that Rick put online for us about Pseudotsuga menziei, which is the scientific name for the Douglas fir. And
I just learned that from you, by the way.
Yeah, and Pseudotsuga, I was telling Tiger, means false suga, and suga, of course, is the Canadian hemlock, so kind of like a false hemlock. And then menziei is, I think it's probably named after Archibald Menzies, who was a Scottish doctor, surgeon, and botanist. So since David Douglas, who discovered the tree, was Scottish, plant explorer, probably named it after him.
You do read a lot, don't you?
Well, I have probably 4 or 5 books on plant hunters at home. And we took a tour one time to England in Scotland. Some of the people that are on Facebook today went with us. And we visited the plant hunter's garden in Pitlochry, Scotland. So you got a lot of this information back there.
Doesn't this sound like an A&E show? The Plant Hunter?
The Plant Hunter.
They've got everything else on there. You know, American Pickers and everything else.
Right.
I think The Plant Hunter would be a great show. Hey, you know, I'm not sure what we're going to do, but second hour.
It's open phones and open questions. That's what it is.
Okay. Last week we gave out some of these games, Who Knows the Rose, that were donated to us from Heirloom Roses.
Yes.
And I did send those out this week, so hopefully the people that won last week already have them.
And they are perfect just in time for Christmas.
Just in time for Christmas. And so we have 2 more that we'll give away.
Okay.
And what we'll do is I'll send those out on Monday to the winners, so you will get these in time for Christmas.
Okay.
But rather than rely on us, you can also go to heirloomroses.com and order your own.
Sure.
If you want.
And how are we going to give those away next hour?
We're going to have to, we'll discuss
we'll
it
figure that out
during the break.
At the break, okay. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Make someone say Pseudotsuga menziei.
Pseudotsuga.
5 times fast.
I like the comment that says, Isaac says, good morning, Daddy.
Yeah, that's my son.
Yeah, he's 2. I didn't know he could write yet.
Yeah,
is he 2 or 3? Is he 2 or 3?
You know, that new technology, he's 2.
I think his grandma typed that in for him.
I think it's just good homeschooling. You're doing a good job, Tiger.
He's watching on his iPad.
Do you have any email questions, John, by the way? John at GardenAmerica.com?
No, I did get a thank you from Dana, though, said she's on her way into the shower with the wreath.
Well, that's great. So, yeah, a couple of hours, or as John says, take a shower, put it around your neck, but make sure it's a long shower.
I also wanted to mention, since we were talking about the trip that we just, or that we took a few years ago to Scotland and England, we do have a few spaces left on our trip that we're going to take next July to England, and we're going to the Hampton Court Flower Show.
Amongst other things.
And the Cotswolds out in rural England, which should be really fun. And there's still time to join us. And what a great gift that would be, huh?
Absolutely. Hey, all this is available on our website, GardenAmerica.com. That's right. Where you want to hang out during the show as you're watching or during the week. And we've also got a lot of things on sale, too.
You know, Monday is also the last day to order the Garden Gator's tote that you can use for collecting weeds, cleaning up around the yard. And I think we have 33% off on that.
Mm-hmm.
Not positive.
I think it's 33. You mentioned that last week.
Yeah. So, but Monday's the last day to order that. Then it goes back to regular price.
Okay.
And I think that if you order by Monday, I'm pretty sure you'll still get that in time.
Wow. Excellent. Okay, the music means it is break time. We've got news coming up top of the hour on many of these fine BizTalk radio stations. We are back, of course, on Facebook Live. Stay with us, a chance to win those Rose games. How many, John? Two or three?
Two.
We've got two of those, so stay with us for that. Also, John@GardenAmerica.com, questions, comments, or Facebook Live, questions, comments. Brian Main, Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco. We are back at 6 minutes after. Thank you for your patience. Do stay with us.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.